Gyorsan, gyorsan, gyorsan. Baj van. Ugyanis tanár úr kicsit leamortizálódott most.
Ez a csodálom eső, leszállt a
leső. Mi lesz? Leszállt? Hova szállt le? Jó lenne, hogyha ő száll alá.
Nagyon lehet, jössz be.
Hogy lesz egy angol műsor?
Így.
Most jó.
Ezt nem kell csinálni, szemöldökét kell, vagy?
Hey guys, it's Jaleel.
Somebody called my name.
Hi.
Is it the emergency room or English for you? Which one is it?
It's not emergency for you.
English for
it's
you. English then I'm okay. You. I'm fine. Okay, everything's then. Fine. Hello, everybody. This I'm is English fine. For you. And the show must go on. I think I've lost one of my kidneys, but that's not a big problem. So I can survive. The show must go on. So hello, everybody, and follow me to the studio now. Right.
Hello, Victor. Hi. I am happy that you're fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Would you put my little things over here?
Right. Yeah, sure.
Good.
Here you are.
Right. Okay, fine. Good. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I would like to welcome you to the studio, my guests from the American International School of Budapest. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Rudy.
Hi.
Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good.
How are you?
You see these beautiful things over here? Everything's yeah. fine, right? Okay, good. And my students from Fazekas, David, Emese, and Attila. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
The Hungarian hosts and the hostess. So, Matyi, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Zsolt. Hello, Vanda. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's under control.
With us? Yeah. But with you?
Well, you know, I've got some problems. Yeah. And we have a special guest, Patarica Eszter. And she used to be a Fazekas student. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right. And another thing, which is very, very interesting, what are you in Hungarian? Are you a translator, an interpreter, a dubber? Because you write scripts. So what are you? Could you say a couple of sentences?
Yeah, certainly. It's very difficult to say it in English because in the Anglo-Saxon countries, that doesn't exist, actually, what I do in Hungarian. So in Hungarian, it's called synchron dramaturg, but in English, I would say it's a translator. And my job is to give the best interpretation of an English-speaking or French-speaking film into the language.
And you've been working on the script of Emergency Room?
That's right.
All right, so we're going to come back to this point.
Okay.
But if you look at this, I've got organs here. How many organs can you see?
Four.
Three. Well, actually, four.
Actually, there are four. But one of the organs is an odd one. So which is the odd one? This is an organ, this is an organ, this is an organ, and this is an organ too. So which is the odd one? I mean, it's not very challenging, come on. Yes. So which one, Attila, which one would you say?
That one.
Why?
That's an organ too, but that's a musical instrument.
And the others?
Human organ.
And the others?
Well, they are organs too. That's not the same thing.
Yeah. How would you describe them? I mean, what's the definition for them?
Parts of the human body.
Parts of the human body. And this is not. Definitely not. All right. Good. Okay. Matyi?
Yeah.
You're going to have one of these. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. If he squeals, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You're very lucky today because you have won this beautiful thing.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you're going to come up with the English word for that. Not now, a little bit later. Wanda, where are you?
I'm here.
Okay. One potato, two potato, three potato, more. Five potato, six potato, seven potato, more. You are lucky. You're lucky because
Thank
you have this one, and this is for you.
One potato, two potato.
No? And so on. So, Marty, what have you got?
I've got my.
Yeah, no, it's not yours, it's my. Okay, that's a. Ooh, sorry about that. That's, everybody please, a liver.
Liver.
That's a liver. Liver.
Yeah.
I've got a card for you. Here we go. A liver.
Thank
okay.
you. It's a liver.
Yes. What have you got?
Vesha.
Yes. Can anybody help?
Kidneys.
Everybody, please.
Kidneys.
Yes. I've got it here. Everybody, please again. Kidneys.
Kidneys.
Okay. And what have you got?
The Vesha. This is the heart.
Wonderful pronunciation. Everybody, please. The heart.
The heart.
Excellent. Okay. what we are going to do now, but I think I'm going to sing a song.
Yeah.
And basically, this is the, it's an Irish folk song, sung by the British soldiers during the First World War. But I think that this is the first heart transplantation song. And I'm going to ask you why. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Bye-bye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart's right there. But my heart's right there. My heart's right there. So why is it the song of the first heart transplantation?
But because when it moves someone's heart from his body, then it's a transplantation.
Yeah, my heart, right there. So this is, well, I'm trying to be funny.
Oh.
I'm doing my best. Okay, thank you very much. You can put your heart under the chair, and you can put your kidneys under the chair. Fine. Oh, look at that.
You can put
heart. Right, we have a couple of words in connection with the heart. Collocations, words that go very well with the heart. Katie, could you help us?
It says gold.
Yeah, golden heart.
A golden heart is somebody who's very generous.
Yeah, or a heart of gold.
Heart of
we
gold,
have it in
yeah.
the Hungarian language, right?
Yes.
And what is the opposite of a heart of gold?
Cold heart.
Stone.
Heart of stone.
A heart of stone, yeah. Very good. Heart of stone. We have it in the Hungarian. Could you come up with the Hungarian word?
Kőszívű.
What else? Cold-hearted. And the opposite is?
Kind-hearted.
And we have two beautiful verbs.
Break a heart.
Broken heart.
Oh, yeah, you can break somebody's heart, and then you are heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And what about this? Lose heart.
Lose heart is to, like, lose enthusiasm.
Yeah, when you lose heart, you are discouraged. Do we have this in the Hungarian language, lose heart? Mm. I don't think so. What if I replace heart with kidney? Can you imagine it?
Inhuman.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the expression.
Kidney of
gold or kidney of stone. Or break somebody's kidney. Why is it? That's the question. That all of these are connected with the heart. Why not the liver? In other words, why do we associate feelings, emotions with the heart and not with Matti's liver? Why?
Well, the heart is like your life source. It keeps you going and all the blood pumps through there and it keeps you alive.
But I would say the liver is equally important. Mm-hmm. I mean, it cleans your blood.
But all the blood goes to the heart.
So that's why it's associated with feelings. Rudy, have you got anything to say about this?
Well, so, yeah, the heart is mainly like your feelings and stuff.
But why?
Because you wouldn't say like,
but why?
I've got an idea.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Maybe in ancient times they didn't know what the heart does, that it pumps blood, but it was in the middle of the human body, and maybe that's why.
Okay, let's listen to Aristotle. Aristotle was a Greek philosopher in the 4th century before Christ, and he has something to say about the heart and the feelings. Okay, and I would like you to sum it up in Hungarian and you guys in English. Okay. Could we have it, please?
The philosopher Aristotle of ancient Greece believed that the brain helped regulate the body's temperature. A runny nose was the cooling fluid leaking out of the brain. He reasoned that since the heart beat faster when you're excited, it must be responsible for our feelings and thoughts. It's easy to laugh at him now, but Aristotle was the first person to think seriously about how the human body worked.
Right. Alex, can you come up with the summary in English?
Of the heart? Yeah. That when you're excited, your heart beats faster, so that it's probably that he thought it was related to your feelings.
And what about the brain? Regulates the temperature,
the
body temperature. Could I have the same thing in Hungarian, David?
Szóval, tehát Arisztotelész az első, aki az emberi testtel foglalkozott, és azt hitte, hogy a szíveréssel van kapcsolatban, tehát ha minél gyorsabban ver a szívünk, az azt mutatja, az érzéseinket mutatja, tehát az érzéseink valamilyen módon kapcsolódnak a szíveréshez, és az agyhoz pedig azt hitte, hogy a test hőért felelős.
Right, but he was the first person to think about it seriously. Good. Now, I'm not feeling very well again. No, I think it's an emergency again. It's an emergency. Oh, by the way, emergency room. David.
Oh.
Listen to this. David, emergency room. Who's your favorite character?
I think Dr. Benson. He treats his kid, I think his name is Griff, very nicely. I used to hate him in the earlier episodes because he was a real jerk, but now he's a nice guy.
Now he's a nice guy. Okay. Amisha, are you an ER enthusiast?
Well, I love it.
Yes.
And I usually watch it. And my favorite is Carol Hathaway, and I love him, love her together with Doug Ross.
Uh-huh.
I think they're going together well, and I think she's confident and nice and cheerful.
Right. Attila?
Well, I do not watch Emergency Room. In fact, I haven't seen a part of it.
So you are not really an enthusiast. Okay. How about the you from the American school, Katie?
I like Dr. Carter.
Why?
Because he's cute.
Cute?
Yeah. And he's a young guy, and he's trying to learn how to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rudy?
Well, I used to watch it, and my favorite character was the secretary, the fat guy.
What?
Because he's... Sorry, I think Jerry's the name.
Who? Jerry's the name. Okay, thank you, Alex.
I don't really watch it yet.
No.
So
no.
I don't have a favorite character.
All right, good. Esther, would you come here for a sec, please? And I just want you to sit down here, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. My first question is... Oh, it's nice to sit here. My first question is, who is your favorite character?
Well, that's difficult, because I like those characters which I have problem with, to give every character in Hungarian. So one of my favorites is Dr. Romano, who is a jerk, actually. But that gives you a very good chance in Hungarian to give all the words that you want to say sometimes, to put it into his mouth.
So right,
I
good.
Would say that.
And I think my students have a couple of questions. So, David, fire off, please.
So my question would be that how can you catch up with slang words? Because I think, well, it's my opinion that in America every day there's a new expression, new slang expression. So how can you translate them?
Yeah, you know, well, that's, well, one of the things is that I have some friends all over the world, and usually I tell them that the only thing I would need is a slang dictionary. So whenever they have a possibility for that, then they should send it. When there is a new one, then they should send it, and they do that, thanks God.
Excuse me, how many slang dictionaries have you got? Because I badly need one.
Okay, we can arrange.
Okay, let's talk about it later, sorry.
Okay, and on the other hand, I have to tell that in the modern scripts, there is a help that those words which they think that the translator in a foreign language wouldn't know, then they give an explanation for that. But that's especially, or rather with movies and not ER. ER is a pretty difficult word because they don't do that.
Amisha?
Well, my question is that how do you succeed in translating the special medical words? So do you have any help, or you're familiar with these expressions?
Well, that's a secret. To tell the truth, that's a secret, but I have a husband who is a doctor and who works in an emergency room.
I see.
So that's why these films, after all, end at me.
Well, then it's a co-production.
Yeah, it is a family business, yes.
Attila?
Well, I would like to know how you match the length of the Hungarian sentences with the English ones. So how do you manage to synchronize the mouth's movement with the
Excuse
Hungarian
me.
Text?
Excuse me, dub.
So dub.
Because they're synchronized swimming, if I know well,
yeah.
Right? Synchronized
yeah.
Swimming,
yeah.
But you call it dubbing.
Okay.
sorry about that.
Well, I do that sentence by sentence, so I listen to the sentence, and then I try to find out a possible Hungarian version, and then actually I say it in Hungarian, whereas it goes in English, and when it goes okay, and I think it's the same length, then it's okay, and I write it down.
Thank you very much, Esther, and I think if we have time, we're going to come back to
okay.
These points.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you. And I've got something very interesting for you, but without sound. And I would like you to come up with a couple of ideas. What problems this is going to raise. Okay, so you can see a very interesting mouse with something on the back. Watch the back of the mouse. Pretty disgusting. And we are in the operating theater, and there's a man. Look at the hand. Look at the hand of the man. And the most famous sheep in the world, and I believe that you know. I believe you know the name, right? So what are the problems? What are the ideas that cross your mind, Alex?
Genetic modification and cloning.
Right. Do you know the name of the sheep?
Dolly.
Dolly. What is she famous for?
She was the first cloned sheep. First cloned anything, really.
First cloned anything, right? Very nice. I love that. And what about the mouse? What did it have on its back?
An ear.
It was an ear, an artificial ear, artificial cartilage. And again, some kind of, let's listen to it, because we are going to have it with sound now. So shall we have it?
A bizarre early experiment, being used to grow the cartilage for an artificial ear. Transplant technology is improving all the time, with Matthew Scott being one of the first to have a hand transplant. And Scottish sheep Dolly is probably the most famous example of cloning and genetic engineering.
Talk about genetic engineering. Now it's going to be an opinion poll, and I want you, Esther, too, and Vonda, and everybody to vote. The first question is, would you put up your hand if you are for genetic engineering, if you think that genetic engineering is a good idea? Alex?
It depends, though. I mean, I don't think that we should just clone everything just because, ooh, it's fun and it's new, you know? But I think that for people who have, like, the guy who had who needed a hand transplant, I think that's good because they need it. And also, if you can...
But if you clone somebody, then you must kill the person just for his heart or just for his or her, just for their kidneys. Then
yeah, I know. I think that's wrong.
Cruel, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm not saying that you should kill people.
Yeah, so we should think about the consequences as well. Attila?
Well, you're right. We should be very careful with it. But it has also great possibilities as others than transplantations. And transplantation is one very important thing.
So, but I'm talking about genetic engineering, cloning. I'm not talking about transplantation.
Yes, of course. Oh, well, it may sound a cruel thing, for example, for religious people. But we should be careful with it, but it's also very interesting, and the people are curious and want
so
to...
So you think that we should go on experimenting with this, researching?
Oh, yes.
Right. Okay, would you put up your hand if you are against genetic engineering? Okay, Esther, on what grounds?
Because I find it dangerous, because it can lead to things that, after a certain extent, can't be stopped.
Right.
And that's very dangerous.
So we should stop altogether?
Probably.
And would you put up your hand, David, you want to say something?
Yeah, I think it has many disadvantages. It has the possibility of mutation. It has, well, I think cloning could be used as a biological weapon. That's very dangerous. Mm-hmm.
So you're against. Yeah. Okay, would you put up your hand if you have mixed feelings, if you don't know? Uh-huh. Katie?
Yeah, like Alex said, I think that if it's to benefit somebody's life, then I think that it's good. Because if somebody was born with a hand and he lost it, then I think that he should be given another hand. But I think that if somebody's never had a hand before, then...
Right. Okay. Now we are going to go to an American hospital, Mount Sinai's Cardiac Care Center. And would you please, my students from Fazakosh, what is the problem in the United States? Okay, and you can come up with the summary in Hungarian. And for you, the question is, what can happen in the future? So what is, there's a ray of hope. What is it? Could we have it?
With over 4,000 people on the waiting list for hearts in this country, the demand far outweighs the supply. Here at the Mount Sinai Cardiac Care Center, 75 people live with the hope that a life-saving donor heart will become available. Waiting lists for transplants are growing all over the world as the population ages, but someday a limitless number of hearts and other organs could potentially be engineered to meet the demand.
So what is the problem, Emesha, in Hungary?
Az, hogy nagyon sok embernek lenne szüksége szív transplantációra, és hálóista nagyon hosszú, és nehéz donor szívet kapni.
Right, and what is the ray of hope?
That they'll be able to genetically engineer hearts so that they won't have to wait for donors.
So what is the key word they will be able to?
Engineer.
Engineer. And we are going to come back to this. They're going to be able to engineer hearts. Fine. We're going to come back to this point. Okay. I hope we have two definitions on the screen. And Amesha, would you read it out?
Microscopic unit of living matter enclosing a nucleus.
Nucleus
with self-producing genes.
If you know the word, put up your hand. This is the definition for a word.
The cell?
Genius. Say it again.
A cell.
A cell. And I hope I've got the word here. Yes. Yes, I do. A cell. In Hungarian?
Shay.
Okay. Could we have the next one? And I want you, David, to read it out.
Material formed by animal or plant cells, especially those that are similar in form and purpose and make up an organ.
The word for it?
Tissue, I don't know.
Say it again.
Tissue?
You're fantastic at biology.
No, I'm not.
Everybody, please. Tissue. Everybody, would you say it, please? Tissue.
Tissue.
In Hungarian?
Tissue.
Wonderful. Now you are going to listen to another piece of news. Oh, no. Another word, cutting edge research, and I want your help.
Groundbreaking.
Katie, would you say it again?
Groundbreaking new things.
The newest methods.
Something that's never been done before.
Yes, state of the art. The most modern, the most recent. Cutting edge. Okay, now we are going to listen to the second part of the interview, and I would like you to meet Dr. Lisa Fried, and what is the big news?
But cutting-edge research by these scientists at MIT could someday put an end to the waiting. Advances in the area of tissue engineering have given new hope to the dream of growing replacement organs. This is heart tissue, but it doesn't come directly from a person. It's been grown from a few cells by Dr. Lisa Fried and her team of graduate students. They placed a few cardiac cells on a special polymer scaffold and grew the tissue in a bioreactor developed by NASA.
You can see them beating under the microscope, and it just shows you right there that the tissue is alive, that the cells are connected to each other, that they can propagate electrical signals, and that's the bottom line, they're functioning.
Right. Rudy, could you sum it up?
Yeah, that they've got that tissues and cells are together, sorry, and they work together that way.
Right. Katie, could you add anything to it?
Yeah, they were able to make tissue that I was actually living and that they could.
What did they have first?
One cell.
Yes, one or two cells. And they were able to grow a tissue which was actually
eating up
living. And then they might be going on. So, could I have it in Hungarian? Attila?
Hát a tudósoknak sikerült élő szívszövetet előállítani. Tehát mesterségesen is ez tényleg egy élő dolog. Most sikerült először.
Right. Just one question. And could you just put it in one sentence? The difference between heart transplantation and heart engineering. What's the difference?
Heart transplantation.
Alex?
When you take a heart that you already have from another person and put it in someone, and engineering?
Heart engineering.
It's when you make a heart from a few cells.
Yeah, which is nicer?
What do you mean? Like,
I mean, which is friendlier, heart transplantation or heart engineering?
Engineering.
Why?
Because you don't have to take it from someone else, but the person's going to die anyways.
That you take it from. It's a transplant, like a donor.
But if you just take one cell and then you can engineer.
Yeah, that's better because then you can make
more
faster.
You can't compare. Do you understand it?
Yeah.
All right, fine. And this is, I hope, and they hope that in a decade they're going to be able to come up with an engineered heart. All right. Now, how about a little bit of game? How about a little bit of dubbing? And Esther, you made. I think you're sitting on something, right? So if you do this too, a piece of paper, and Esther made us two versions of the thing we have just seen. Attila, will you do the first Hungarian version?
4000-nél is több ember van a szívreváró listáján az országban, és a kereslet messze meghaladja a kínálatot. Itt a Mount Sinai Kórház kardiológiai gondozóközpontjában 75-en élnek azzal a reménnyel, hogy az életmentő donorszívvel érhetővé válik majd a számunk.
I think 3 or 4 seconds, but otherwise it was okay. Next time I think we're going to talk about bodybuilding.
Oh, cool.
Cool? You're interested in that? Okay. Everything's fine, everybody is fine. We have our hearts and livers and kidneys. Good. Thank you for coming and you've learned a couple of words, haven't you?
Regényeit több mint 100 millió példányban adták el. Feldolgozták képregényként, Hollywood filmet készített belőlük. Ő az a fantasy író, akit az egész világon szeretnek. Ezek a regények Oxfordban születtek, és aki a történeteket megálmodta, egyetemi professzor volt. A tudás hatalma. Európa nagy egyetemei. Tolkien, Oxfordban. Szombaton 13:45 az M2-n.